Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that there are religious groups in the United States that claim to have apostles? One church in Nashville, Tennessee, appointed a preacher to be an apostle. Immediately after his appointment to the apostleship, he fired all the elders. How can any church pretend to be the church of the New Testament and appoint any man as an apostle? When the Lord's genuine apostle searched for a man to fill the office that had been vacated by the defection of Judas Iscariot, they outlined what qualifications an apostle would have to meet. Wherefore, of these men who have companied with us all the time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of the resurrection. Acts 1:21-22. If these qualifications were legitimate, who qualifies for the apostleship in the 21st century? The answer quite simply is, no one. In his introduction to his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, Paul, called to be an apostle, and Sosthenes our brother. 1 Corinthians 1:1. The King James translators inserted the infinitive to be into that verse. Those words do not appear in the original Greek. The word translated called, kletos in the Greek, is a verbal adjective. Paul was not called to be an apostle. He was a called apostle. Although he could not be one of the 12, he had the same authority God had given to them. Oddly enough, there are some theologians who seem to think they know more about who should be an apostle than the Lord himself knew. G. Campbell Morgan's commentary, The Acts of the Apostles, says the selection of Matthias shows the inefficiency of the apostolic group. Their idea of what was necessary as a witness to the resurrection was wrong. Page 21. In other words, the Holy Spirit was not guiding them in the selection of Matthias. The apostles should have waited for Paul to come along. That, dear friends, has serious repercussions for the inspiration of the Scriptures. Besides, there is not one iota of evidence to sustain that judgment. The apostles of Christ, like the Old Testament prophets, did not call themselves. Moses said, The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken. Deuteronomy 18:15. Paul and the other apostles were called apostles. He told the Corinthians that he was an apostle through the will of God. 1 Corinthians 1:1. Paul outlined for King Agrippa what the Lord said to him on the occasion of his conversion. But rise, and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister or servant, and a witness both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto you, delivering you from the people, that is the Jews, and from the Gentiles, unto whom I now send you, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them who are sanctified by faith that is in me. Acts 26:16-18. Paul provided some of the same information for the churches of Galatia. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Galatians 1:1. All of the apostles worked hard, risked their lives to preach the gospel, and will be remembered gratefully by the saved of all the ages. But no apostle worked harder and endured more indignities for the cause of Christ than Paul. Through his efforts, churches were established throughout Asia Minor and Europe. He also wrote 13 of the New Testament epistles. He demonstrated great love for all the people he taught and for the men with whom he worked in the spreading of the gospel. Paul was truly a great servant of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.